What is a typical rate of upwelling in eastern boundary current regions in meters per day?
That's just an example of the types of questions high school teams had to answer at this year's National Ocean Sciences Bowl held at the Crystal Coast. By the way, the answer is 8 meters per day. The competition tests students' understanding of ocean-related topics as they relate to biology, chemistry, physics, and geology. To win takes more than just knowing facts.
Yeah, you have to really understand how the different things work together, not just, oh, I know how deep the ocean is.
Riley Nelson is a freshman from Walter Williams High School in Burlington, North Carolina. Her team of five was among 125 competitors from schools across the nation. Nelson says they beat out 12 North Carolina high school teams in the Blue Heron Bowl regional competition in Moorhead City back in February to earn a spot in the 2016 finals.
Our team wasn't even supposed to be here. We were the B team for our school, so that means that we were like the JV team. And we went up against our varsity team actually at regionals, and we ended up beating them. And so as we kept on going, we're like, oh, we'll probably just get like second or third. And then we got first, and we're like, wow, we're going to nationals, which is crazy.
In addition to being the underdog coming into this year's bowl, Nelson says everyone in her five-member team are first-time competitors. The National Ocean Sciences Bowl is an annual event presented by the Consortium for Ocean Leadership, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization representing the ocean science community. President and CEO John White says the competition is in its 19th year.
It was actually started by a Navy admiral, Admiral Jim Watkins. He also started the National Science Bowl when he was Secretary of Energy. So 19 years ago, he started this in a vision to really bring ocean science to the forefront of our educational system.
When it came to finding a venue for this year's National Ocean Sciences Bowl, White says it made sense to hold it in Moorhead City.
We have so many ocean and marine science institutions right here in coastal North Carolina. And then we were able to find a site here at Carteret Community College where they all have representation in one means or another. So it's sort of a center of gravity of ocean sciences.
This year's event included 24 teams from high schools along the East Coast, Texas, California, Washington State, Oregon, and as far away as Alaska. The National Ocean Sciences Bowl is just as much about providing learning experiences as it is about competition. Students took part in several hands-on science activities Thursday and Friday, including a shark tagging trip aboard the research vessel Capricorn and a coastal marsh cleanup at Fort Macon State Park. Head coach of the Walter Williams High School team from Burlington, Erica Bauer, says they had the opportunity to take part in a necropsy of a dolphin that washed ashore near Ocracoke.
We moved the dolphin from the truck. We got it washed off. We helped out with the measuring, the initial stuff. We didn't actually see them actually start the dissection part, but they got to see them take an eyeball out to see fluid levels and stuff. The kids get an opportunity to do something that they never really would do unless they were here.
Students also toured Duke Marine Lab, the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill's Institute of Marine Sciences, and the aquarium at Pine Knoll Shores. During the weekend, the finals competition took place. Students had to work as a team to solve critical thinking challenge questions and participate in a mock briefing to Congress, where they present scientific recommendations on a piece of legislation. Consortium for Ocean Leadership CEO John White says this gives students an opportunity to learn firsthand how science informs policy.
Part of my job, I have to go and talk to Congress, but I'll tell you, I think some of the ones I do are easier than the ones that these kids had to do in these mock setups.
The top 16 teams moved on to a double elimination competition. The fast-paced, buzzer-style rounds are similar to the TV show Jeopardy, but with multiple-choice questions.
X, slow and smooth. Y, fast and steady. Interrupt B1. Y is incorrect. Now reread the question for Team A.
On Sunday afternoon, the final round of the National Ocean Sciences Bowl was staged at Jocelyn Hall at Carteret Community College. The room was packed with nearly 200 competitors, coaches, and audience members anxiously watching the battle between Albany High School from California and Marshfield High from Wisconsin. Four students from each team sit at a table on opposite sides of the stage with a timekeeper, moderator, and a judge in the middle. The round starts with 6 minutes on the clock and a list of toss-up questions.
In which body tissue of a host coral do zooxanthellae reside? W, gastrodermis. X, epidermis. Y, neurons. Z, nematocysts. A3.
W.
W is correct. Your bonus is short answer.
Time runs out, and Albany is in the lead with 18 points. Marshfield is not far behind with 16 points. After a brief intermission, the competition resumes. Both teams have 5 minutes to complete a worksheet with a half a dozen critical thinking questions.
You may begin.
A hush falls over the audience as the students whisper to each other on stage and frantically work together, scribbling down answers. Time eventually runs out. The worksheets are collected and then taken to the science room down the hallway from the auditorium to be scored. About 10 minutes later, the results are in. Albany still has the lead with 57 points. Marshfield, 56. It's a neck-and-neck sprint to the finish line coming into the last portion of the competition. 6 minutes is put on the clock, and the last buzzer-style game gets underway.
B1, X is correct. Your bonus is short answer. What is the name of the body of water between Malaysia and Sumatra through which over 1/4 of the world's traded goods are shipped?
Straits of Malacca.
That is correct. Toss up to both teams.
As time ticks away, the tension in the room is palpable. Audience members lean forward in their seats as questions and answers fly by. Then, with only about 90 seconds left, there's a malfunction with the timer and score display.
Clock. This is the unofficial clock, audience.
The teams on stage look around the room nervously as judges work to get back on track.
It appears that the official and unofficial scores have diverged. The score is...
Marshfield has 70, Albany has 77.
The clock begins again, and then eventually runs out.
The captain. Y is also incorrect. It was...
The final score, Marshfield 66 and Albany 87. Team captain and junior at Albany High, Andrew Liu.
It feels amazing. We really didn't expect this to happen, and we just prepared as hard as we could and hoped for the best.
I caught up with the team afterward and asked seniors Madeline Zhang and Andre Krashenko how they'll be celebrating their victory.
Hopefully food and some local restaurants. We miss California.
Sleeping 24 hours straight.
Team captain Andrew Liu comments he won't have much time to celebrate as he'll spend most of the plane ride home studying.
I have 5 AP tests next week and 4 tests on the schedule. Hopefully I will be awake for school tomorrow.
The Albany team wins a 5-day trip in July to Monaco to learn about ocean-related sustainability issues facing the Mediterranean region. They'll also meet Prince Albert II and tour his palace. Every student at the competition leaves with an award, from plaques to textbooks and tablets. The National Ocean Sciences Bowl also seeks to inspire the next generation of scientists and conservationists. Albany High senior Janice Hsu.
I'm hoping to do Earth, Atmosphere, and Planetary Sciences in the future. Really, NOSB has inspired me to go that direction.
Up next, Walter M. Williams High School.
As for the team from North Carolina, they placed 18 out of 24 teams. Freshman Riley Nelson, who wants to major in environmental engineering, says the competition was an awesome experience.
At the beginning, it was kind of scary, but as it went going, it kind of got a little bit easier because you kind of get in like the swing of things and you start getting more used to being up there.
Next year's National Ocean Sciences Bowl will take place in Oregon sometime in April. To see pictures from this year's event, go to our website, publicradioeast.org.